The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Does it bother you when your routine is disturbed? We had some roofers on our house recently. Even the dogs were upset. Hey, welcome to Friday. We made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And there's a difference between routine and discipline. I'll get into that in a little bit. But the roofers got there way before the sun did. So we had to wake up even earlier than we normally do. But it was the dogs that were angriest because their routine is to sleep late, do what they want to do.
My girl dog literally, she out yesterday.
She did. She really did. She would not stop.
She wouldn't come in the house. She kept going like barking at me. And I think it was all because of all the banging and all the stuff falling off the roof that was going
grumpy,
into the backyard.
Huh? Oh, she woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, wrong side of the doghouse.
This is the first time I've ever had a female dog. And let me tell you, female dogs are way more emotional than a male dog. It's just a female trait.
They don't call us all nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying here.
Well, female dogs also have cycles too, right? Like women.
Yes.
So, you know, who knows?
What do they automatically?
I didn't know. Hopefully. I mean, I didn't know that Daddy had a time of the month.
Yeah, dude.
Every month.
And maybe.
She's older now. She's already she's probably in menopause at this point. She's 10 years old.
That's why she's messing with you. That's why she's upset. She's like, don't you know how to feel right now? Anyway, routine is different because my routine was disturbed and we were having to go to these conferences and up bright early. And so today I didn't want to get up and work out. I've been working out before the show and I feel like I'm happier, but my routine had been disturbed. So my discipline almost fell off.
Oh, yeah.
But I got up and I did it.
There you go.
And the dogs are pissed because you woke them up again.
I know. They were so mad. Anyway.
There's a clip of an MLB pitcher that's been going viral lately and he's doing his warm up and he talks about a routine. And he's like, it's important to have a routine, but don't let your routine become superstitious. Listen to this.
A routine is great as long as it doesn't become superstition.
Because once that happens, then you're relying on it and you're setting yourself up
for defeat. That's my problem. Is if I'm successful doing a certain kind of routine, I think I have to do it that exact same way every time. And it will drive me crazy.
Yeah, now you got to get away from that. Big dog.
Well, I don't think that at all. I'm just superstitious about every single thing in my life. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Fudge Day.
I don't make fudge because we eat it. Fudge make you fat.
Counterproductive to the workout stuff.
So good,
We also got World Refill Day. So,
refill what? Like refill, your gas tank?
Yeah, you refill anything, dude. Anything that gets refilled,
bro. We should get 1 gallon of gas free for every gallon we buy.
Hell yeah. Shout out to all the restaurants who don't charge for a refill.
OPEC's gonna go for that.
And then let's wrap it up with something serious, y'all. It is Men's Health Month, so today before the Friday before Father's Day, we wear blue to support men's health, y'all.
Oh,
so
hey,
go
ahead
and wear blue for a Wear Blue Day.
Yeah, yeah.
How come I'm the only one excited about this?
Because you're the guy, Automatic, that goes to the doctor for anything. And I will repeat myself, when Automatic's knee hurt, he had a knee pain.
Went
to the doctor, and the doctor looked at him and said, sir, just take some ibuprofen.
I might have pulled my groin. You don't see me at the doctor.
I'm starting to think that now the term blue ball is like a medical condition. That's what...
And that's what happens when you get married.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so if you just turned your radio on, we're talking about Father's Day. And earlier this week, we were just kind of randomly having a discussion. We had a woman call and tell us what she's giving her husband. I think it's odd. Before we play that call, though, tell us what men want and what they don't want for Father's Day. In-house father, DJ Automatic, a.k.a. my husband.
So I did my Googles, and this is what men in general do not want for Father's Day.
Oh, I love how you're starting off with what you don't want.
Okay. They don't want a card.
Why?
I don't know why, but men in general do not want a card. Unless it has a gift card inside of it.
You just always throw the card to the side.
The next thing men do not want is clothing. Let them pick their own clothing.
Oh.
I've bought you plenty of sneaker that you like.
I will say you've got good taste, but not all women have a great taste.
Yeah. And when it comes from your significant other giving you clothing, it's kind of like, hey, I don't like the way you currently dress. So here's this.
It's a lot of dads that are going to get some clothing.
What else do men not want?
The last thing men don't want, they don't want a book. I guess men don't like to read.
I think you would love a book.
I guess I'm not most men, Dana.
Would you
like a book, though, fool?
No, hell no.
What do you want?
I'm going to tell you what men really want, okay? The first thing men really want, tools.
Oh, yeah.
And feel like mine falls underneath this. I want a fishing pole for Father's Day, okay, Dana?
Oh, you want a fishing pole?
Yeah, so I can go by myself and go fish.
I was going to say I don't even want to fish, but now I know why. I don't like fishing. Okay.
Next thing men want, electronics.
Okay, all right, I get that.
Like all kinds of different electronic things.
Guys love gadgets.
Yes.
didn't know what we're getting at right now. Guys love any type of gadgets.
Anthony, I agree.
The thing that men want the most are special outings. Fishing trips, skiing trips, camping trips.
Which is why you want
a trip to Vegas. Yeah, okay. Like those kind of things. That's
a trip to Vegas? Chill, bro. That's not a Father's Day thing.
I was trying to help the men out.
Like, hey, get away from the kids. That's what we want.
Men, it sounds like men want to be by themselves with their gadgets.
It really does. This woman called earlier and I said, we have to have this discussion because I think it's odd. So let's play the call.
Yeah, so I was listening to you guys and I'm getting my husband new socks and sexy time.
Okay, so he needs socks and he needs sexy time. You don't just have sexy time for fun? That's a gift? Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's a special occasion. It's a special day. So it's like, you know, it's an added gift. Sexy time.
Is it just me that thinks sexy time as a gift is odd?
No, I think that's odd also. I think that if you're holding it back, it almost feels like you're doing him a favor.
It's like, is it speaking like a back, job or something? I think
maybe she does some like special
tricks.
That's
what I was going to say. Like, yeah, it could be like a night for a special out. Like, you know, like you do a little special spice on it, but it should never be a gift to your partner. It should be something that's mutually enjoyed.
If you're giving the gift, that means that it doesn't happen just because you want it.
You know what? I'm gonna say that she's gonna do something special.
Damn, boy, you guys, I didn't know I was sitting next to some freak leaks over here, dude. Break out the pineapples. You guys are
hey, stop with the pineapple talk.
No, okay, that's you. Whoa.
That's you and your weirdness. You.
I think you're the one that taught us about the pineapples.
Why are you guys getting so defensive if it has nothing to
anyway,
do with you?
I would think that you just want that with your partner when you're both feeling it. And without getting too personal, I like being with you automatic.
Of course
I enjoy
do.
It. You're stupid. You're so stupid. But I do. Like sometimes just looking at you, I'm like,
well, I think a lot of people, for some women, sex is not as pleasurable. That's just all there is to it.
Oh, so it's our fault.
Yeah.
Maybe the men they're with aren't making it pleasurable.
No, time out. We're here to celebrate Father's Day.
Yeah, we're not beating up on men today,
yeah,
okay?
Not doing that anyway. At all. But I think, like, too, like, if it shows a lack of creativity from a guy. Like, guys like to see the effort as well, too. And if you're just going to be like, all right, well, you're going to have sex tonight, then nah, bro, that's whack.
Imagine me saying, I'm going to give you some Mother's Day.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? I would like that. That's how well we know each other.
Well, that's how everybody ended up here in the first place. Right?
Grandma was getting it. Yeah. And speaking of grandma, I remember when Automatic and I got married, and his grandma, Grandma Dorothy, may she rest in peace, she visited and spent a week with us, and she pulled me aside, and I know you remember this, Automatic, and she said, Dana, I'm going to offer you some advice. I want you two to promise that you're going to take vacations together by yourself. You're going to do date nights. You're going to spend time together alone without your kids. Because
this is a woman who had 11 kids.
11 kids, and she was married for 60 plus years.
And 36 grandchildren.
Yeah, and she said, because nurturing your relationship will make you a better mother. It'll make you a better wife. It'll make you a better employee. And I know some people think that's selfish, but if your relationship isn't working, nothing else around it will. And I remember thinking, man, she's smart and she's right.
Damn. So your grandmother had 11 kids
and 36 grandchildren.
She gave the gift of sexy time a lot.
And the grandpa had a hog.
Must run in the family.
Because, dude,
Grandpa
like,
Dan.
Yeah, dude, he was filling that void after like the eighth and ninth kid. Yeah. Jesus.
Grandpa Dan put it down.
Yeah, oh, that's a hog,
all right,
boy.
All right. Tap in with your thoughts on this conversation.
Is that too much? Now that's too much. Now that's too much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Father's Day is this Sunday, so the age-old question, what to get dad, is on everybody's mind, or at least it should be. And today we had a woman call in who said that she's actually going to offer sexy time to her husband and father of her children as a gift. Is that okay? What? Let's talk about it right now. I was with me two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And to understand the Dana Cortez Show, you got to know that Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic are married, happily married, and they share a daughter.
Yes.
Which is beautiful. I have no children nor partner. Right? So this is a little bit
You're a lone wolf out there, Anthony.
A little bit out of my wheelhouse this weekend, DJ Automatic. Except,
oh, you have a dad?
Well, I have a dad. He's my homie. I buy him a Harley shirt. We go fishing. It's a good relationship. Good thing about Father's Day weekend, if you're into single moms, is they're all available this weekend.
Oh.
So hit up your single mom and hang out with her. It's a good time.
That was a gem right there.
Yo, it's the best time to hang out with single mothers, right? Because they are active.
Dude,
right?
Saturday night is going to be popping at the club.
Oh, get ready, boy. All right. But DJ Automatic, man, I want to ask you something. We didn't plan for this question, but what's something, is there a gift that your daughter or your wife has gotten you on Father's Day that stands out above all of them?
Oh, anything my daughter's ever made for me. Oh. I have a t-shirt she made for me where she put like a sailboat on it, and she did it when she's probably like 8 or 9 years old, and I keep that thing like it's a trophy, or like it's one of the most important things I have.
Sentimental value. I love it, yeah. Dude. That was one of the most insightful things you've ever said to me, DJ Automatic. Made my heart warm. DJ Automatic, what is on the list of things you don't want as a father?
Okay, so we Googled this, and the things that fathers don't want for Father's Day. A card. Unless it's handmade by your daughter.
Here's the thing with men and cards. Okay, that's kind. But yeah. We don't ever know what to do with them after.
No.
I never know what to do with a card after. Dude.
Throw it away.
Throw it away, right? But Is that offensive to the person who gave it to you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, the next thing we don't want clothing. You can keep your damn socks, yeah, okay? Yeah. I can buy my own socks. And the last one that guys really don't want, they don't want books.
How?
I think men in general just don't like to read.
The majority of men are dyslexic. I think that's the real thing. I don't.
That's just us, dude.
That's all right. And what about on the list of things that men do want for Father's Day? Come on, Automatic.
First thing they want, tools, gadgets.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yes, definitely want those things.
Nice little tool kit, nice little power drill.
And don't get me a pink one.
Oh, all right.
My daughter got me a pink tool kit. I think she thought it was funny.
I think that's a pretty good prank.
Yeah,
I like it.
I still use it. The next one, electronics. Anything cool electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Video games in particular. All right, and the last one, and I think every guy wants this one, is a special outing. Maybe go fishing. Maybe go skiing. Maybe just go camping. Go do something.
Time.
Yes,
you always want time. You know,
I'm not saying with my daughter and my wife. I want to go by myself.
Alone time.
Alone time. I want to go do some fishing alone.
Is that really what they call father time? I think that's what it is. Yes. Just fishing alone, all right? And Automatic, let's weigh our opinion in on the woman who said that she's going to offer up sexy time as a gift. Is that good or bad?
She's a lame.
Oh!
She's just super lame. I would never marry that woman.
Oh, my God. Dude, I think that's why she has a baby daddy, not a husband. Homies, we're proud of you. If you take care of your kids, if you don't, you don't deserve anything, all right? You bum.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.